5 out of 5 would play again. A Star Trek Deep Space Nine fan fiction written by Poetry and read to you by Horchata as Benjamin Sisko,
Kaisiku Podfix as Dr. Julian Bashir,
Devil with a Bird Dress as Jadzia Dax,
Aether as Kieran Aris,
Raven as Garrick,
Chantress as Quark,
Cece Rambles as Miles O'Brien,
Wandering Jedi Historian as Keiko O'Brien,
Semper Fiona as Jake Sisko,
KLB as Nog,
Carcrash as Zial,
Ivani as Odo,
Pazina as the Computer,
and
Charlie Golightly as Morn.
Summary: a selection of reviews left on Quark's Holosuite programs. This fanfiction has been rated mature.
The Cardassian Institute of Art, rated 1 out of 5 stars by user Anon596762. I tried this program in hopes it might lift my spirits in a dark hour, and I am sorry to say it failed. The holographic replicas simply do not capture the texture and details of the original, and the architecture of the museum was not quite convincing enough to make the walls of the Holosuite fade entirely from my awareness. Alas, I think I will have to find a new vice to keep myself entertained.
Switch Hit with Buck Bokai. Rated 5 out of 5 stars by user Benjamin Sisko.
This post has been hidden for exceeding the word limit on Holosuite program reviews.
Reply from business owner, Quark. With all due respect, Commander, you and your son are the only people on Deep Space Nine who play these baseball Holosuite programs. Nobody needs a 1,000-word essay on how fast the little white balls are moving.
Reply from user Lucara's Girl. Ben, you dog. Reply from user Lucara's Girl. Oops, never mind. Just read Quark's reply. I got completely the wrong impression from the title of that Holosuite program. Fortune and Felicity. Rated 4 out of 5 stars by user Lucara's Girl. I love the flirting subroutines of the characters in this program. Some holograms completely fail to do subtle when it comes to romances, but the fine nobles of Fortune and Felicity knew just how to tip their hats and wave their fans to make a girl feel appreciated. The one downside. Historical accuracy is great and all, but couldn't there be a play mode without all those pesky 19th century Earth hang-ups? Lady Castlewood's daughters were so pretty, but I couldn't do more than play footsie with them before I got run out of the manor.
The Campaigns of Oliver Cromwell. Rated 1 out of 5 stars by user Miles to Go Before I Sleep. Oliver Cromwell's army. Seriously. Of all the great battles of British history, and you put up a Holosuite program of this genocidal shite? Get it out of that catalogue and get some Age of Sail battles in there.
Reply from business owner, Quark. How am I supposed to know which battles offend your sensibilities? All your brutal human wars look the same to me. If you're going to get so worked up about which massacres are fun and which are offensive, send me a list of the ones you like.
Four Wallflowers and a Funeral. Rated 1 out of 5 stars by user Jadzia made me do this. Didn't allow me to stab the prince, even though he was obviously the villain.
Reply from user Lucara's Girl. Nerys, it's a Regency romance. You can't just stab the prince.
The Fertility Festival of Cardassia 3. Rated 5 out of 5 stars by user Love Game. Finally, an erotic hologram that allows for some reciprocity. When one receives the attentions of a lover, it just doesn't feel right not to return the favor, even if it is only a hologram. I suspect the hyperorgasmic sensitivity of the neck ridges is entirely invented for the sake of the program, but since data on Cardassian physiology is sadly lacking, I can't be certain. Whether real or fictional, however, it makes the encounter with the fertility priest a delight.
Reply from user Anon 33964. What a studious customer of Cardassian pornography we have here. Allow me to make a suggestion. Love game. If you intend to make a study of Cardassian anatomy, you might try pursuing more reliable sources of data.
A kayak ride down Rapid River. Rated 5 out of 5 stars by user Miles to Go Before I Sleep. The views during the downhill parts are spectacular, and it's a great group activity with a 2-man kayak. Difficulty level 5 is perfect, just the right amount of challenge.
Reply from user Odo. I never expected to like this, Chief, but the water does feel very realistic and soothing.
Reply from user Julian Bashir. Miles, as far as the rotator cuff in your shoulder is concerned, it's difficulty level 3 that's perfect.
The Battle of Clock de Kel Bracht. Rated 4 out of 5 stars by user Lucara's Girl. Great program. So much fun. Love the landslide in the middle of the battle and how it changes the terrain. Can't we get a harder difficulty mode, though? Worf and I keep beating the game in half an hour.
Reply from business owner Quark. Jadzia, you're killing me here. This is my highest difficulty melee combat program. What more do you want from me?
Bajoran Alter Babes 3, rated 5 out of 5 stars by user Curveball. The way her boobs jiggle is so good! How did they even do the physics engine on that?
Reply from user The Great River. Change your username, stupid. That's way too obvious. Do you want to get caught or something?
Reply from user Benjamin Sisko. Mr. Quark, I suggest you enforce the age minimum for erotic holoprograms if you wish to keep your license to operate on Deep Space Nine.
Reply from user The Great River. Oh, shit!
Julian Bashir, Secret Agent. Rated 5 out of 5 stars by user Julian Bashir. My old friend Felix is a prodigiously talented holoprogrammer, and he really shows his skills in this holo novel. All of the spy gizmos and improvised weapons are so much fun, and the settings are full of flash and glitz and romance. The tension always stays high enough to get the blood pumping. I can't imagine ever getting bored of this program.
Reply from user. Jadzia made me do this. Could I get the full name and com address of this Felix?
Reply from user Julian Bashir. Now, Major, let's not get hasty. The transporter accident with your brain patterns was hardly Felix's fault.
Reply from user. Jadzia made me do this. It is Felix's fault that I had to kiss you, because every woman in this holo program has to have a ridiculous, sexy name and fall in love with you.
Reply from user Julian Bashir. It's an homage to a historical Earth genre. Back in the time of the secret agent thriller, women were seen differently than they are today.
Reply from user Lucara's Girl. Most historical holo programs have a play mode with historical prejudices turned off. Now, I find it positively fascinating that Julian here didn't request that his old friend Felix add that mode to the game. Did Dr. Honeybear's helpless fawning make you feel more secure in your masculinity, Julian?
Reply from user Anon 917497. I must concur with Lucaris Girl. I found the doctor's passion for the holo program quite illuminating. I did some research on historical antecedents to this little adventure, and imagine my shock when I discovered that such a federation stalwart as Dr. Bashir would identify so strongly with an agency so underhanded and brutal as MI6.
Reply from user Miles to Go Before I Sleep. The characters were paper thin, the plot was ridiculous, and I saw the twists coming from a mile off. Still could be convinced to play it again, though, especially with some code upgrades.
Reply from user Julian Bashir. all right, message received. I'll ask Felix to make some modifications.
Gang Bang on Risa. Rated 3 out of 5 stars by user Prince of Luria. This post has been hidden for exceeding the word limit on Holosuite program reviews.
Reply from business owner, Quark. Morn, while I'm sure the discerning perverts of Deep Space Nine all appreciate your detailed reviews on the accuracy of the different genitals and sexual responses in multi-species erotic holoprograms, could you please keep them to 250 words or less? I'm not made of server space, you know.
The Ascension of Kai Olani. Rated 2 out of 5 stars by user Jadzia made me do this. I was going to come on here to complain that there was no such thing as a Kai taking a consort, much less a Kai taking on another woman as her consort, but I did some research at the Temple of Apanu, and I could hardly believe it. This really did happen 240 years ago. Historically accurate holoprogram would seem like a contradiction in terms, but there you go. Really gave me something to think about. Except for that tunic Consort Attar was wearing. Way too low-cut to be historically accurate. I'm taking away a star on my review for that one.
The Courtesans of Mars. Rated 4 out of 5 stars by user The Great River. Excellent females. Visually stimulating and attentive. Did not talk back to me. Of course, it's a Humon program, so it does include the Humon perversions called lingerie and cunnilingus.
Reply from user DS9 for life. I cannot believe that I ever let you lecture me about how to treat a female.
Sacrifice to the Hibition Gods. Rated 2 out of 5 stars by user Tora Zial. The architecture was visually stunning, but this program is pure slander against the Cardassian people. The priests were so cruel and bloodthirsty, it made me sick!
Reply from user Anon20023948. Dear girl, this holosuite program was created by a Cardassian designer.
The noble sport of spear dance. Rated 4 out of 5 stars by user Benjamin Sisko. An aesthetically pleasing and athletically invigorating depiction of the ancient sport, with a wide selection of difficulty levels. However, I would have appreciated an educational mode for outsiders less familiar with Bajoran culture. It took me many playthroughs to realize, for example, that I was getting points deducted for insufficient rituals of courtesy to my opponent.
Vic Fontaine's Las Vegas Lounge. Rated 2 out of 5 stars by user Plant Mama. I'm going to be honest. I really don't get what everyone sees in this one.
The end. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this podfic, please be sure to return to the original author's work and leave them a comment and kudos. And if you'd like to hear more from us, please check out the Mystery Box 2024 collection here on AO3. Mystery Box is a semi-annual podfic festival that's run by Voice Team, where a whole bunch of podfickers get together and make lots and lots of audiobooks. If you'd like to join us, check us out at our Dreamwith community, or just drop in a comment here. We'd love to hear from you. All right. Bye-bye.